Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to Morning with Jesus. Grab your favorite beverage, sit back and relax, and let's find out what kind of amazing messages we are going to get today. And like always, we will start by introducing ourselves. So, DC Love, tell everyone about you and your magical way of being.
Thank you, Barbara. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel most of the time, a healer, empath, Reiki master, and teacher, as well as being a blog talk host. And I'm also certified with the American Federation of Certified Psychics and Mediums. I channel and bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, the Angels, and every now and then, the not-so-divine Joan Rivers. Joan and I connected while she was in a coma. She threatened me, and we've been together ever since. But I really embrace my connection with Joan because she sort of left this door open, and I've connected with so many that have walked through it, and it's giving me the ability to relate with a wide variety of people. But prior to doing this beautiful work that I can't imagine not doing, my background had been in law enforcement. I've now hung up my .357, and love is my revolver. Love is what I am. It's what I do. It's what I listen to. Good morning, everyone. This is the magical DC Love.
Thank you, DC. And I am trying to do two things at once, which does not work for me. I am Barbara Grace Reynolds. I am a freedom and empowerment life coach. I actually wrote a statement yesterday that I'd love to read, but my computer's not cooperating, so I can't remember exactly what it said, but it talked about what I do. So I will try that next time. So I help people using the modality of divine infinity healing to release the beliefs and the blocks in their lives so that they can move forward into the truth of who they are and live lives that are filled with purpose and power and love and passion and all of the things that make life worth living. I am also a conscious channel, a speaker, an author, a radio talk show host, and probably many other things too. You can learn more about either DC Love or myself by going to my website, which is divinelyguidedhealing.com. Click on the tab that says Morning with Jesus. Scroll to the bottom of the page where you will find pictures of both DC Love and myself. There's Learn More buttons there. DC's Learn More button will take you to DC's website. So that is one of the ways that you can connect with her. And you'll already be on one of my websites, so feel free to look around. There's plenty of free information, and there's ways to connect with me if that's something that you feel drawn to do. Okay, so now we will start hearing the messages that we have. So, DC, what do you have for us today?
Well, the first thing that I have to say, and Joan Rivers agrees with me, is that you're one of the most amazing people we know, Barbara. And I've met people in all different realms, and you're still right up there. So Joan wanted me to say that. She wanted me to say, Barbara, you're one of the most amazing people we know. So I'm going to start off my morning. I have to say, morning, I've been a little crazy. And Joan is saying, but DC, you know, the crazy is your theme. I said, yeah, I know, Joan. Okay. So I'm trying to just go with it. I'm staying in the flow and not letting all the craziness get to me in the morning. So the first message that I want to bring forward is a message from Jesus. To find your purpose in life, you have to listen to your soul. Slow down, be present, live fully, and connect with love and timeless wisdom. Your soul is resonating with eternal love. Start to live with intention and purpose. Consciously make choices from your heart and allow joy to be your guide. Express who you truly are and let yourself evolve spiritually. Envision the life that you want to live. Fear less and hope more and keep believing. Always trust your inner self to guide you. Go within to lift the self-imposed restrictions. Practice compassion Enjoy your journey back to your heart, trust God, and keep moving forward. Face every day with a positive attitude. Take refuge in the divine. Allow your feelings to lead you to the awareness of your desires. Become like a child again. Recapture that childlike wonder. Put your heart, mind, and soul in all you do. Sometimes the heart is able to see what is invisible to the naked eye. Move forward in the direction of harmonious existence. The smallest decision can change your life forever. Life continually presents challenges. Remain strong and you will grow through these challenges. There are no limits to what you can achieve. Your happiness is not determined by what is around you. It is determined by what is within you. Let yourself be silently drawn by what you love. Heed the call of your heart. If your path is more difficult, it is because of your higher calling. Your soul is urging you to follow your purpose. Joy and bliss will lead in the direction that you want to go. Honor your calling. Whatever you are passionate about is your calling. It is the reason you are here. When you listen to the whispers of your heart, you will find true fulfillment. Bring love and light to the and as well bring love and light to our world. Go out in the world today and let your presence bring light to the hearts of others. As long as there is light, there is hope, and hope will lead the way. Shine your light on all you meet and continue on your path, beloved ones, and shine your light brightly for others to see. I love you, Jesus. Now, with that being said, I do have another message. And the reason I'm bringing this message, it was one that I had channeled previously, is that Robin Williams was so loved. He and Mindy, Pam Dauber, they debuted on September 14th, 1978, in the show, of course, Mork and Mindy. So for all of those Orkans that are listening this morning, nanu, nanu, greetings. I told you it's crazy. I can't help it, Barbara. But I want to give like a more serious message from Robin Williams. Hi, everyone. I hope you're all having a great day. My first experience for me, you know, to connect with someone that I considered famous was Joan Rivers. And, of course, that was while she was in a coma. And when she came to me, also at the same time, Robin Williams tried to come through as well. But Joan said, not now, Robin. It's all about me. So Robin had waited quite a while before he decided to try again and connect with me. And this is what he had to say. Hello, everyone. It's an honor to be here with you. I first connected with DC when my friend Joan was passing. I started to speak, and Joan said, not now, Robin. It's all about me. So I have been waiting a while, and I guess the coast may be clear. I want to start off by saying, try to always do the right thing and help others. Take the time to get to know people. Some of my greatest moments were spent helping people and making them feel less afraid. Everyone is fighting their own battle. Caring people help others. Be a caring person. Another message that I want to bring to you today is try to look at things differently. Then the things you look at will change. Just when you think you know something, you have to look at things in a different way. The universe is wider than our view of it. Also, never stop looking for more challenges. Keep exploring. There is still a lot to learn. Even mistakes can be wonderful. I'd also like to talk about loss. Loss. You don't know about real loss until you really lose something you love more than yourself. Your life is forever changed. To love is to risk not being loved in return, but the risk must be taken. I can only tell you about my definition of love. Love is trusting someone enough to show them who you really are, including the things that you are ashamed of. I hope that you can smile when you are sad, have courage to know yourself, faith to believe, confidence when you doubt, friendship to warm your heart, love to fill your heart, and laughter to wipe away all the pain of your yesterdays. You're only given a little spark of madness. You mustn't lose it. Find your passion and make your mark on the world. All my love, Robin Williams. And then, Barbara, I came upon this little message. There are many truths, but the one that is universal, constant, and unchanging is God is omnipotent and perfect. Everything else is just frosting on the cake. So I thought that was really nice. And then, like I said, my morning started off really crazy, And I mean, that's how it starts off, you know, a lot of the times. Last week it started with Joan Rivers and one of my Facebook friends, and they were just going head to head, and I was just like the little vessel in the middle. So this morning I got from Jesus, your mind is right now filled with all thoughts, and not only all thoughts, but mostly someone else's thoughts. So it's now important to change your mind, you know. And I'm thinking, you know what, it's not my thoughts. I have Joan up in my head. I have my beautiful Ginger that's coming through as well. I have a friend, her name is Deb, and her beautiful dog, which is a really amazing St. Bernard named Reuben, has been having some medical issues lately. So she, you know, Deb was like upset and worried about Reuben. And of course, you know, Ginger being the beautiful, compassionate soul she is, she came through and she said, oh, she said, Reuben, it's okay, buddy. I'm sitting with you. It's okay. I'm here. And she too wore, like, Reuben was wearing this cone for biting and things. And Ginger wore one as well. She had to wear one for a while. So I could see the vision of the two of them wearing their cones side by side. And Reuben, this big St. Bernard, is telling Ginger, real men don't wear cones, Ginger. And I could hear Ginger saying, you know, Reuben, don't let the cone define you. I'm like, guys, you know, like, really? And all of a sudden, then, you know, not only that going on, but I have Joan Rivers coming in, and she wants to cheer up my friend Debbie. And she's saying, don't worry, be happy. Hang in there, sunshine. Better days are coming. So I could, you know, see Debbie smile. And she said to her, be a warrior, not a worrier. And, you know, Debbie started laughing, and she started to see things, you know, from the lighter side of life. And I mean, it was so funny. And then I could hear her saying to, you know, to Debbie, you know, we can talk, or if you want to get into some trouble, you know, I'm there. And the emphasis, of course, was, you know, on trouble, Barbara. It wasn't on, you know, talking. So I said, guys, you know what, I've got a show, you know, in a little bit, so can you guys, you know, you can hang out and talk amongst each other. But I have another little message, and it's from Archangel Zachariel. And he's asking us to all release the past. Beloved children of light, do you wish to release all that is not love? Do you wish to release that which has come before you? Do you seek to release you from past mistakes, from the shadows of doubt or fear? Seek not the forgiveness of others. Instead, forgive yourself for all mistakes, whether they're real or perceived. All is kept, all is remembered in thy name. All is forgiven in the moment of your asking. All is wiped clean, releasing you from all that it no longer is. Be willing to release that which no longer serves your highest and best good, that of your higher self. Okay, I think that was my messages, Barbara. I think I've had them all.
Well, wonderful. All right. Let me finish getting my computer to work and bring it up so I can open the chat room, and then I will let Jesus come through. And he wants everything set up before he does. Okay, computer, work faster. Okay.
Barbara, I have one little message that I didn't read, and the message is that heaven is here, right before us, and we need to have, you know, that vision in our eyes to perceive it. When our spiritual eyes are open, we see heaven all around us. We experience truth, love, and joy. And when our spiritual eyes are closed, you know, we fall from the dream of heaven. So that was just like another little message that I was guided to give.
Wonderful. Okay, I am on the computer. Yay!
Yay!
And the chat room is now open. All right.
Awesome.
So now I can put that aside and do the best. All right. See, your crazy morning came to me too. Something that should have taken like 30 seconds.
Yep, that's
19
sharing her
minutes.
Love, Barbara.
Okay, well, thank you for sharing. All right, here we go.
beloveds. We want you to know, to understand, that no matter what is going on in your life, everything is fine. Everything really does work out for your highest good when you allow it. So often what is needed is for you to say, I don't know what to do, and that is okay. And to give permission to your guides, to your angels, to me, to whoever it is that you feel that connection to show you the truth, to show you the next step, to show you what is important for you. This is your life, and everything that happens in your life is centered around you. This is why we always encourage you to love yourself, because then it allows you to do everything in your life from love, not from fear, not from worry, not from doubt, not from what someone told you 20 years ago, but from the love within your own heart for you. This is about recognizing that you really and truly are equal to everyone else in existence. And when we say this, this sounds so simple, so ordinary. But for most of you, this is not known. This is not who you are. This is not how you live. And so we encourage you. And sometimes it seems like we encourage you over and over and over and over, and we do, because it is important. It is important that you love you. And when you love yourself, you can let go of all of those things that other people have told you about you, all the things they told you about what's wrong with you, about how you don't fit in, how you're not good enough, how you'll never make it, how, whatever. Because you are standing on the firm foundation of loving you. And there is nothing greater in your life than love. So why should that love not include you? I want you to just allow this to sink in. And we know it is something that some of you have heard over and over, but it doesn't mean that you've actually accepted it. It doesn't mean that you have allowed love or yourself to be in your life. And we can also feel that some of you are having those thoughts that other people have told you that it is wrong to love yourself. Do not make yourself more important in your life. That makes you selfish. That makes you narcissistic. That makes you a bad person. Please let that go. Please just let that go. We are talking about pure, unconditional love, not that fear-based stuff that so many of you live in. We are talking about what is real, what is true, honest. This love that you have for yourself, that you just need to allow yourself to accept, is a love that does not make you feel more important than anyone else. But it does make you feel just as important as everyone else. And for some of you, that is a vast difference in your life, in your experiences, in everything that you are, and everything that you are becoming. So we ask that right now, just close your eyes. Breathe deeply. And allow a vision or a feeling, a knowing of your heart. See it opening. Seeing the beautiful light within you. And see standing in that light. You. And all of your beauty. Standing there with your arms open. Welcoming yourself into your heart. And know that I am there as well. So if you want to see me, see me. See me holding you in my arms. See me loving you as you are opening to loving yourself. And just let yourself feel this beautiful, loving, this is always there for you. This is your normal, if you allow it to be. And say these three little words. I love you. I love you. I love you. And you are saying this to yourself. And feel the beautiful warmth that is emanating throughout all of your being as you allow yourself to love you. Breathe for a moment. And whenever you're ready, just open your eyes. Knowing that what you have experienced is not ended. It never ends. Love is eternal. It is always there for you. Open up to the love for you. And let go of all of those little voices that tell you what's wrong with you and why you can't love you and why your life can't work and all of that stuff. That's not actually you. So let it go. And just stay in love with you. When you live your life based in love, you are open to so many opportunities. So much more good can come to be. Loving yourself is for your highest good. It makes you the best you that you can be. So be that love. And let go of everything else. Now is the time of love. I love you. I love you. I love you. Okay.
Oh, well, beautiful, Barbara.
All right. I guess now we're ready to get to that beautiful part of the show when we start accepting callers and messages from the chat room. And hello, Queen Goddess. We're so glad you're with us. Yay. So if you have a question that you would like to ask, or if you would like to get a message from Jesus or whatever divine being is ready to give you a message, then if you're on the phone line, press 1 so that a little symbol will appear on my studio dashboard and we will call on you. And if you're in the chat room and you're logged in, just type whatever it is that you need. and we will be more than happy to help you. Okay, so we will go to our first caller from area code 904. Hi, who's this?
Hello?
Yes.
Hi, this is Sharon. Hi, DC. It's Sharon Schultz. How are you?
Hi. So nice to hear from you.
Yeah, it's lovely. Just decided to come on today and say hey to everybody. So I guess my question is this. I've been just kind of dealing with some weird, it's like a health issue, and I would just like to know from Jesus or my higher self just a little bit more, you know, what I'm going through maybe, or what's the purpose of that?
Okay, Sharon, the first thing I'm getting is sick. Okay.
Say that one more time.
And
sorry.
You know, you're going to find that you're going to get positive results just by, you know, by staying positive. That's going to, the mental, you know, aspect of yourself will help the physical aspect. And I'm hearing like every thought is either based on love or fear. You're not connected with love to feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what I was getting for you, you have to just calm your mind, okay? And you're gonna perceive things in a different way once you start calming your mind, Sharon.
Okay.
I feel like a lot of your, you know, a lot of what's going on is based upon, you know, what you're feeling, okay? And you know, like the mental, you know, connects physical, and it, you know, like sort of like spills over.
Yeah.
Watch thoughts. Okay. Let me see what they're getting here. I had a couple other messages for you, but I'm going to wait. The message I got actually went in a different direction. You're holding on to like a lot of emotional issues, hon. Okay, and that's what's like really affecting your health. So you have to let go of this energy that no longer serves you.
Okay.
Okay, and as you let go, you're going to see your health is improving.
Get rid of all that stress.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, all our thoughts are either based on love or fear. So just, you know, watch what you're thinking. And I'm getting that you're going to have some spiritual healing, okay? And you're
going
to begin. Yeah, you're going to begin to, like, look in different places for healing. Okay?
Okay.
So just know that. And, you know, you do know what is best for your body, Sharon. That's what the angels are saying. You know, don't forget that you do know what is best.
Right.
Okay. So just, you know, you're very intuitive. Do you sit and meditate and ask, you know, the angels to come in and help you with
your... Yeah, since we last kind of talked, like at the beginning of the year, I've totally turned stuff around and I'm like doing all that now.
That's beautiful. And like I said, just keep on doing that. I still feel like, you know, you may have to detoxify some of your thoughts. And I'm also getting, detoxifying, are you watching what you're using around the house? I don't know, like, what do you clean the house with? Because I feel like you're really sensitive as well. Like, maybe things that you're consuming, be careful with that.
Yeah,
okay,
probably
so
what we're consuming, yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, and ask the angels to come in. They'll clear your house of the negative energies. And, you know, watch your diet. Do you take, like, sea salt baths?
No, but I could.
And it's very detoxifying and cleaning and cleans the system. And also, you know what, this is morning with Jesus, so why not, you know, invite Jesus, who of course is our divine healer. Invite him along, you know, to come in and to help you. Okay?
Yeah. Yeah, I think
and
I need to do that.
Healing,
yeah.
You're gonna find that there's gonna be miracles and of course blessings, you know. So whatever that's, you know, is on your mind, give it to Jesus, okay? And then you're going to find that, you know, you're going to be more peaceful and you're going to see that your health is improving, okay? And listen to any guidance that you do receive, okay?
Yeah,
absolutely. I'm hearing miracles. Are you getting enough exercise? Are you moving around a little bit? Because I feel like you really need to, you know, to like, I feel like movement is needed.
You are correct. That is, I sit down all day. And I need to move more.
Okay, well, it could be as simple as a walk out in nature, and you could hear the nature angels, okay?
Yeah.
And I'm getting divine intervention is here with you now, you know, and just like I said, the angels are going to guide you. They're going to, you know, they're going to help you every step of the way, but you do have to have a little bit of patience, and you're going to find, you know, no matter what we go through, if we dig deep enough, there's always like a silver lining. There's always a blessing, okay? So if you don't find it today or tomorrow, you will find it, and just continue to have faith and trust. Miracles are coming your way, okay, Sharon?
Okay. I love that. It's wonderful. Thank you.
And just, you know what I'm getting for you, too, is you've got to realize, Joan Rivers is saying, you're never too old to laugh and be silly. You know, give yourself permission to play, Sharon.
You know what? We were just talking about that the other day, about we don't have enough fun and we need to go do something. So it's interesting that she said that. So tell her that I really thank you for that.
Well, she can hear you. You can talk to her. She hears you, too. And, you know, invite her along. Just tell her, just, you know, make sure it's not to the point where you really get in trouble.
Yeah.
But, you know, you've got to do something creative as well. I feel like, you know, there's some kind of creative energy that is just bursting to get out of you. What's your passion?
Oh, my goodness. I love doing art. I have just been so getting into my artwork this past, like, couple of months ago. Just knocking
right.
it out, you know? Yeah, totally.
Well, that's beautiful because that's going to help you to find your purpose, okay?
Okay.
Just connect with that beautiful art, and it's really going to help. And just know that you're perfect and you're inseparable, you know, from the infinite, okay? And the force that created the stars and the entire universe of life, you know, is with you, and it created you, you know. And Sharon, you are a beautiful creation of God's, okay?
You guys too. I love you guys so much.
It's beautiful. I see this caterpillar that's turning into this magnificent butterfly, hon.
Oh, thank you so much.
And that's my message. I'm going to turn you over to Barbara. Sharon, have a blessed day.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, Sharon. So when you first started talking, I heard one question, and I'm supposed to ask you this question. And the question is, why do you deserve to be sick?
I don't really deserve to be sick, I guess. Is that the right answer?
Well, that's a wonderful answer. Okay, so I think that Jesus wants to talk to you directly because I tend to, you know, try to reshape his words, and he's perfectly fine on his own. So here is your message from Jesus.
Okay.
When you are looking at your life and you are looking at what you are creating in your life, make sure that you are truly allowing what is for your highest good. You are the one who has decided that you are supposed to be sick. You need to understand why you made that decision. Is it because you are doing so much for so many that you have no time for you? And so in order to have time for yourself, you have to have a reason to justify loving you. This is something that so many people do. They work so hard for so many other people to make everybody else's life perfect that in order to have any time for themselves, they have to have a reason. And illness is a reason that so many people choose. Look at your life. What is it that you are doing that doesn't serve you, that is not for your highest good? You are not responsible for everybody else in the whole world. You are only responsible for you. Are you making you your number one priority? You are the only one who will always be there for you. And there is nothing wrong with loving yourself and doing what is for your highest good. It will automatically be what is for the highest good of others. You don't need to worry about that. I am not asking you to become self-centered. I am asking you to become centered in self. And when you are centered in yourself, in the love you have for you, and you are making your decisions from that love, everything flows. and you have the time to do whatever it is you want to do. You have the money to do whatever it is you want to do. You have the space to do whatever it is you want to do, because you know the importance of you. So really look at your life. Really see why you are creating this illness. See the purpose that it is serving for you. And then look to see if there is a better way. And come from that love within. And that love is within each and every one of you. It is the love of God, the love of the Creator, the love of whatever name you want to use. And there is never a time when you are separate from that love. So open up to that love, to yourself, and love you. You are beautiful and amazing and magnificent. And you deserve a life that is filled with joy and health and happiness. Claim your birthright. You are good enough.
Wow.
Okay.
That really hit the mark. I'm so busy doing stuff for other people. I just hardly ever make time for myself, and that is the truth. That is so true. Wow. So I think I need to see what direction I need to go in. So I thank you both for that.
You are welcome.
Thank you so much. I love you guys so much. I can't even tell you.
Oh, we love you, Jesus.
We love you too.
And I love Joan Rivers too. Hi, Joan. Thank you, Jesus. Love you.
Oh, well, have a beautiful day, Sharon, and focus on you, because you deserve to have a beautiful life. Okay?
All right. Thank you. Bless you both.
You too. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Oh. Okay. So we have a question in the chat room. That's it. From DD111. And DD111 wants a message. So do we have a message for her?
Of course we have a message for her. And the message is, you are goodness and mercy, compassion and understanding. You are peace, you are joy, you are light, you are forgiveness, you are patience, you are strength, you are courage. You are the deepest wisdom and the highest truth, the greatest peace and the grandest love. You are all of these things. And in moments of your life, you have known yourself as these things. And you've learned how to make the most out of life. And joy is one of the most amazing feelings, and you're asked to speak loud and clear and let this vibration be heard. Your energy is uplifting. It's inspiring to everyone around you. You spread joy wherever you go. You truly are an inspiration, and you are manifesting beautiful things for yourself as well. Stay on this beautiful vibration, this beautiful frequency. You are also helping others by just being who you are. And you're learning how to get the most out of life. And I'm hearing, you know, all of these words again, like you're peace, you're joy, you're light, you're love. And I'm seeing beautiful doves all around Barbara.
Wonderful.
That's the message that I had for this person.
All right, let's see what message Jesus wants to give to her. Okay, here we go. You already know the truth of who you are. You've always known it. It's always been there in you, in your heart. You have a connection with your heart, with your guidance, that allows you to get the answers that you're looking for. You've always been able to do this, and you often do it for other people, but not so much for yourself. So we would ask that you begin to shift. Shift what you are doing and how you are doing it, and do it for you. It is amazing to us how often we hear people give extremely wonderful, life-changing advice to others, but they don't actually listen to the words for themselves. You have come to a time in your life when you know that you know. When you know that you have access to all of the answers to all of the questions that you have ever asked. But there is that little part of you that is afraid to ask for you. That little part of you that says, you're not good enough. No one loves you enough to actually answer your questions. You can ask for other people, and that makes you a good person. But if you ask for yourself, it makes you wrong. These voices are not telling you the truth. It is time for you to stand in your truth, to accept that you are good enough, and that we really are here for you, and that you are here for you. It is okay to love yourself. It really is. And it does change your life. And we strongly encourage you to do just that. To start recognizing the beauty within you. So we'd like for you to start a lovely little journal. Just for you. No one else ever has to see it. And every morning when you get up, just take a few moments and write down 5 things that are good about you. And they don't have to be big things. You don't have to achieve world peace or anything like that. They can be the little things, which are just as important as the big ones. Things like you have a lovely smile. You are being a friend to others. You are learning to love yourself. You are lighting the way in the world. You are truly amazing. And these are just the first 5 things that are coming to us. So we know that you have so much more that you know about you, that is good about you. And when you are living your life from that goodness, from that knowing, from that love, then you are open to being more. So let go of your fears, beloved. It is time for you to shine. Allow your light to be seen, especially by you. You are loved. I love you. It is time for you to love you too. Okay, that's what he wanted to say to you. Oh, all this love is just so lovely. And she has typed, thank you, DC.
Aww.
Okay. So that is all of our callers and all of our questions from the chat room. So I guess we are finished unless there is something else. So do you have any new words that you want to add to the show?
Yeah, I don't think I do, Barb. I think I've given my messages.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Let me see if Jesus has any parting words. And yes, he does. We want you to understand that this really is your life. And it is okay for you to make it your life. We know that in some ways this is contrary to everything that you've ever been taught. Because you really are taught to make everything out there important and to make yourself insignificant. We cannot express enough how important it is that you change that around, that you do what is right for you, that you experience the love and the peace that is there for you. And we know that some of you haven't the slightest idea of how to do this, and this is absolutely okay. Call on us. We are here for you. Our love for you knows no bounds. And we will do everything that we possibly can to assist you in changing how you are living your life so that you can be to loving you. And don't worry, when you love yourself, you automatically love everybody else. So you don't have to work at it, and you don't have to worry that I'm only going to love myself, I'm only going to be centered in myself, and I'm not going to want to be doing anything for anybody else, because that's not what happens. You find it easier to be of service to others when you are of service to you. And this is why we encourage you. We strongly encourage you. Love yourself. Truly love yourself. Open your heart to you and create your life from that love within you. This is the answer to everything you've ever been looking for. And it is the truth of who you are. Be your purpose, your reason for living, to open up to the love of you. You will be amazed at how your life changes and how it flows. This is a choice. You get to decide. We hope that you will choose love. I love you. I love you. I love you.
Beautiful. And Barbara, while you were giving your message, I had Joan Rivers, and she was on a roller coaster, and she's saying, buckle your seatbelt, everyone, and just get ready to embrace this ride. So it's going to be filled with ups and downs, but we have to, you know, we really have to embrace the whole entire ride. And the angels are saying this is an exciting time for everyone. It truly is a time of new beginnings, and we just have to be a little bit more patient. And it's just going to be, you know, it's going to be a new joyous part of our life, a new beginning. And just embrace all that comes our way. And to realize that, you know, every circumstance that we have is a gift. And again, in each experience, you know, there is a silver lining.
Wonderful. Well,
so put your seatbelt down, Barbara, before the ride begins. She's got the handle in her hand, Joan, and she's saying, hurry up, Barbara, put your seatbelt on. Betty has hers on. She's saying, where's yours?
I tell you, I've been on this roller coaster for so long.
You still need a seatbelt.
Luckily, I love roller coasters, so it's a wonderful experience. Well, thank you, everyone, for listening, for tuning in, for calling in, for asking your questions and getting the answers that are there for you. We love you guys so much, and this is such a joy for us to share who we are with you. And, you know, we are coming from the love that we have. The love that we have for ourselves and the love that we have for you. And it really, really does make a huge difference. It really does give you more freedom. Okay, so Tuesday morning will be a regular show, and next Thursday we'll be back on Blog Talk, so you guys can listen in and call in and get your answers and whatever it is that you are guided to do. We love you all very much. Have a wonderful day. And thank you for being a part of our lives. Okay, I think that's all
goodbye.
I wanted to say.
Let love, you know, let love
be the force that, you know, propels your day. Go out and fill the world with love. And we love you.
We love you. Bye-bye, everybody.
Bye.